Welcome into the studios of ESP Media. I'm Rob Ebel with the voice of the Crusaders, Jeff Schneedle. We're here for the Molar Football Podcast, week number 5. Schneeds, how we doing?
Rob, we're doing great. I don't know if this week really needs an introduction so much. It is a big week, St. X week. Let's get it going.
Yeah, let's get it going, but let's hit the rewind button a little bit and go back and relive the 55-6 win over the Lafayette Generals at Lachlan Stadium. Beautiful night. Crusaders' first home game, week 4. They had the new scoreboard set up, some new banners. It was a beautiful night, and things started out quick thanks to Colin Thurman.
Well, Colin Thurman, the 55-yard touchdown run right off the bat, I mean, that just set the tempo. We kind of sensed Tuesday night that Coach Rodenberg really felt our squad was going to be superior, and that showed right from the first play. And, you know, nice to see Colin Thurman back in the mix, and, you know, everything was just rolling.
Yeah, it was nice. Lafayette Generals were in the state finals against Trinity a year ago, but they certainly, we could tell early on from what John told us at film nights at the Silverton Cafe Tuesday night, 6:30, that he felt he could get his twos and threes in if everything went well. We were a little concerned, you know, as we are both superstitious, but it all worked out well. They just struggled pretty much in all facets of the game. It seemed like they were playing guys due to injury that were kind of out of position. You know, you could see when they were calling a play, the quarterback had to tell a guy where to go almost each play. And they struggled, and the Crusaders won a game that they should have.
Well, you know, they had a great success. You know, it's a good program. They had great success last year being a final, you know, two team, losing to Trinity. And I think that was maybe a perfect example where they said, let's get a chance, let's take a shot at Molar. Well, they lost some talent last year, but when you lose your starting quarterback as well, they just seemed way out of rhythm right from the get-go. And that's tough. I mean, coming into play from receiver and all of a sudden now you got to throw the ball around.
Sure.
and you're going against a strong defense. And, you know, I mean, the defensive line was relentless. Everybody did what they were supposed to. Not really so much huge standouts like, oh, wow, you know, this guy did that. But just a great team effort defensively and offensively. Things were moving around and clicking.
It built confidence that this young team needed, but not too much. You know, I think I texted with John after the game that the O-line is clicking even more this past week. And, you know, it's a progression, and I think everybody's buying in. I love our special teams this year. You know, you've got guys that seem to be very interested / passionate in playing special teams. You know, our specialty guys, our snap, our hold, our kicker, man, our PATs remind me when Cogs was on and never missed. I think we are real close to being in that same territory, Schneeds.
Well, those are units, and, you know, the units are working well together. And really, special teams are almost like referees. I mean, if they're doing their job and they're doing it right, things aren't too noticeable. But when there's breakdowns and bad things are happening, it's like, oh, my goodness, what's happening to that phase of the game? But, you know, I found it very interesting at film night last Tuesday night at the Silverton Cafe that Coach Rodenberg said on films he specifically brought up a JV player to run special teams because he was being a beast.
Yep.
And, you know, I think if you're always looking to improve and a way you can, I don't want to say upgrade, but put someone that deserves to be there, I mean, I think that's a very good sign for the coaching staff that they're, even though everything's going very well, they're not saying, okay, hey, everything's good, don't need to do anything. I mean, they're looking at ways to just keep everything solid and improving.
So when the Crusaders got on the bus, they were victorious with a 55-6 win, 3-1 on the 2017 campaign. And, you know, now it's St. Xavier week. We step into the GCL South, which we will talk in our second segment about St. Xavier week. Let's switch gears. The JV and freshman teams traveled together down to Louisville St. Xavier. A great trip, great campus, always great competition, and it didn't disappoint this year as well. The freshman team jumped out early and stayed ahead. They were victorious 27-7. And I tell you, I like what's going on with that freshman club. Their quarterback's coming together. They've got some guys that are going to contribute on varsity next year. And I let Coach Rodenberg know that, that hey, there's going to be some sophomores that contribute for him next year from that freshman squad. So 27-7 takes them to 3-1 on their campaign, and they will let's see, this is when it starts AB week for the GCL South, at least for two of their opponents. They will travel to St. Xavier on Wednesday at 5 p.m. for the A game. The B game then will flip to Moeller on Thursday. That is also at 5. And so if you're looking to see some Moeller versus St. Xavier football early in the week to get your whistle wet, and I know you like to do that, Jeff.
Oh,
so
yeah. Absolutely.
So that's for the freshman football team. So some things coming together for the young Crusaders.
Well, hey, if you're going to get up and do that 7 a.m. bus ride to Louisville, you might as well make it count. And that's what they did. You know what? It sounds like we got some good, solid football in the up-and-coming ranks, and that's good to see.
At 1 p.m. on Saturday, the Moeller Crusaders JV football team faced St. Xavier in Kentucky. It was a hard-fought game. The Crusaders fell short 28-18, but it was a great game. One of the things John's mentioned at film night, that he's playing more juniors. He's just getting guys, instead of standing on the sideline wearing a uniform on varsity night and then just basically practicing all week, they're going down and playing a lot. And, you know, it's worked out well. Everybody's getting reps. Hard-fought game, back and forth. But 28-18, they took it on the chin from the Wildcats. Wildcats or Tigers?
Tigers.
Tigers. Yeah, I knew it was something from the Cat family, because you see that huge statue when you walk in. Tigers. So, and then this coming week for the JV squad, Schneids, they will travel to St. Xavier 10 a.m. on Saturday. So that's always a spirited, no matter which way the game goes on Friday, that Saturday morning at 10 is always a very spirited event.
Well, it's kind of for all the GCL games, that JV game is kind of the wrap-up of the week for that opponent. And, for them, we'll see you next year. Maybe the varsity might connect again, but that's a good wrap up, and it also gets to see where they stand. But
right.
Certainly, going down to St. X Louisville, I mean that's quality program. They do a nice job down there, and that was to be expected. A very tough game.
You know, there's some additional expense with travel, but you know what? If you want to continue to build a strong program, you got to spend a little money, go play some superior talent, and both. At the lower levels, Moeller and St. Xavier in Kentucky both got better this weekend.
Well, that's what the name of the game is, and you're building something.
Yep.
And that's where we're at.
Sounds good. Well, this is Rob Ebel and Jeff Schneidel. We're in the Moeller Football Podcast, Week 5. We're going to take a break, come back. We're going to have Chief Tom Gamble come in, talk a little bit about the GCL South. Things are starting to percolate real well. We've got, looking at joeidel.com, we've got the Bombers number one, the Crusaders number two, and Elder number four going into Week 5. So that all sounds good. And on the flip side, Division 2, LaSalle answers number one as well in their Region 8. So we'll be right back after this message. Some investors have time to manage their own portfolios. Others don't. That's why Raymond James & Associates offers several types of professionally managed programs designed to meet your needs. Call financial advisor David Rodrigo today at 513-786-7842. That's 513-786-7842. He is located in Blue Ash, Ohio, to discuss professional asset management. Raymond James Associates, member New York Stock Exchange, SIPC. Life well planned. ESP Media and In-Game Sports, located in Cincinnati, Ohio, house the best special event promotions, game management, sales, and media productions in town. The Skyline Chili Crosstown Showdown, the nation's longest-running high school football showcase, is one of our signature events. Also, we operate numerous high school athletic media programs in greater Cincinnati. We can support your school and or company with website and mobile app creation and operations, on-site audio and video production studios. We can tackle your project right here under one roof. Contact us today to put our team to work for you. Reach us at 513-655-4966. That's 513-655-4966. Or email us at sales@espmediasn.com. It's your event. We just produce it.
What do we have here?
Looks like lunch and dinner just got better. With Bob Evans' new flavorful herb-roasted chicken, crispy home-style fried chicken, oh-so-fresh tomato cucumber salad, and more starting at $6.99. Yes, it's Bob Evans' Pick Your Picnic Meal. The sweet taste of summer starting at $6.99. Bob Evans, you've done it again. Try our family meals to go and feed four people starting at $19.99.
Bob Evans, down on the farm.
We're back at Skyline to see what it is that makes people feel so good.
So who here loves Skyline?
I know I do.
Daniel and I come to Skyline every Saturday morning for the past 7 years.
It's great quality. It feels like home.
They're really welcoming, and they always know my order.
Just cut it until you got it cut all the way through. And then you have.
And then you've got a bite right there. Okay.
It's just so good.
It is so good.
Feeling good. It's Skyline time.
Welcome into the studios of ESP Media. I'm Rob Ebel. We're here with the Molar Football Podcast, Week 5. I'm here with the voice of the Crusaders, Jeff Sheedle, and we have a special guest, Chief. He's in the room. How you doing, Tom?
Good. Gentlemen, how are you?
Well, it doesn't get more special than this.
Oh, yeah. Maybe I could put a better shirt on for
look,
you.
Look at Sneeds over there. He's got goosebumps.
No, he does not. Yes,
I'm just anxious to hear what the commish has to say.
Well, pretty impressive so far. Hard to argue with a 14-2 record against non-conference competition. I mean, it's – you know, when you look at those two losses, too, I mean, you guys were at the one game where Molar led Trinity by 17, wound up losing a tough one 38-30, but there's no shame there. And then
right.
Elder, I don't think people realize sometimes Saturday night they played up in Northeast Ohio. That is a lengthy bus ride.
Yes.
And then you get off and waiting for you is an undefeated St. Edward team.
Yeah, they're loaded
so, I mean,
this year.
Let's be honest. The two losses are Molar to Trinity and Elder to St. Edward. That's not too shabby.
Yeah, not too shabby. The St. Xavier Bombers, how many consecutive wins for the Bombers?
St. X has got 10 in a row, and LaSalle's got 15. So LaSalle has the longest win streak, obviously, and they're looking to four-peat, if you will. And
right.
They really haven't missed a beat. Now, they'll be tested this week. Winton Woods, which is really, really good against a really difficult schedule. So that'll be an interesting game. And then, of course, St. X takes on Molar in the GCL South opener in Lachlan. So we've got a couple good games this week.
And it looks like Panthers – ooh, Panthers have St. Ignatius on Saturday.
Saturday
by
afternoon.
The way.
Right, yeah, there you go. So you get to come home. That's the good news.
We're not the only ones that play the Cleveland teams back-to-back?
Well, you know, it's interesting. The last time that Elder actually played St. Ignatius was back in the 2008 Division I state final.
You're right.
Which was a close game. But they have not played in the regular season. So they've renewed that series, and that should be an interesting.
Well, that's great for the league in Cincinnati because that's a great program.
It is, and it's just called, you know, a lot of people ask me, you know, why do they go out of state and why do they play? Well, because no one locally will play them. And,
right.
And the challenge, you do have to look at one thing. I mean, if you're in the GCL South, you have three league games. So you have to find seven every year. So if you look at, like, the GMC, I mean, they only have 2 weeks, weeks one and two, now that they've gone to an eight-game league schedule where they have to play non-conference opponents.
One of the things we always do, we started in week one, and granted, it's the week before the official Harbins come out, we take time and look at joeidle.com because he's right on every year. And what's nice for you, Tom, is in the region four for division one, St. Xavier's is obviously number one, Molar is two, Elder with their loss, they only dropped a spot, they're four. So all three teams right now, if the season ended today, are in the playoffs.
And they would host.
Correct.
I mean, they would host a first-round game. Now, obviously, there's a ton of games left, and
yes.
Somebody's going to win and somebody's going to lose in the league games. And then you mentioned in Division II, which is Region 8, LaSalle sits top.
Way at top. I mean, they got a huge point lead on everybody, so they have a little room for error. But they've got a tough one at Winton Woods, you know, because we know what Elder did in Week 10 at Winton Woods. They took them a little light and fell short. So.
No, it's Winton Woods is a very – Andre Parker's done a nice job. And again, they are not an affiliate with the league right now, so they have to play 10 non-league games, including games with schools like LaSalle. But I tell you, it's been – you know, I'm not really surprised at this. And I think you're looking at a league schedule where who knows – I mean, I think this could be one of the most competitive top to bottom when you've only got four and they all four appear to be pretty darn good.
Right.
And, you know, look at the quarterback play. to this point. I mean, it's you guys have seen Moeller. I mean, Miles McBride. I mean, are you kidding me? He's had games where he's had five and two games where he's had four touchdowns.
Right.
He's only been intercepted twice all year, which is pretty darn impressive. So, I mean, you're looking at those numbers. Chase Wolf, he's off to a fantastic start, led that great fourth quarter comeback against a very good Colerain team.
Yes.
For St. X on the road. He continues to play well. Griffin Merritt's played well at LaSalle. I mean, it's just it's across
great.
The
it's
board.
It's great stuff.
It is. And Danny Neiman, and they've got Michael Bittner, so they got kind of the 1-2 punch over at Elder.
And
so
Neiman stepped up against Gahanna Lincoln, right, in a last minute when they were on the road.
On the road last couple minutes. Gahanna's a good football team. They're down 23-20. They get the touchdown pass. They win 27-23.
Now, let's not kid ourselves. I mean, it's GCL week, and especially for the Crusaders throwing the donut last year with going 0-3. You know, you want to win the league. You want to get off to a good start, but you know, kind of behind the curtain is really the Harbin cow. I mean, if Moeller beats X, you start picking up all those other points, and that's where it really helps down the road. Of course, you want to win your league, but it's all about the points in the end.
I think it's about execution. You know, when Moeller went to St. Xavier last year, they had a good scheme, they had a good team, but they turned the ball over three or four.
No, they had four turnovers and X had none, and that's you're not going to win.
There's the difference in the game,
And they had a chance to tie it up with a drive at the end, and unfortunately ended in interception. But I mean, they had a chance; they were in a position, and I think X turned, kept progressing and did very, very well throughout the year. But I think we were right there. I'm not so sure we weren't the better team on that night. We had a lot of turnovers, and you're not going to win games.
That was one of the greatest high school football seasons that anybody could script or unscript what Coach Steve Speck did for the Bombers. I mean, I still think they're playing with some of that what's a good word? Mojo's good. Yeah, some of that confidence from last year. I think it's carried over for those guys that were on that team. Would you agree?
I would, and I think it doesn't hurt when you're good.
Right.
I mean, but they were – I think the issue with this league is, and I think this is why coaches have a kind of a problem, if you will, with only eight coming out in Region 4. Now, I'll be honest. I have, and this doesn't speak for the league, just speaks for me personally. I don't have any issue with this. To me, if you're one of the top eight, you're going to prove
you go.
It. But – I can understand in this scenario. Pick a school. Pick one of the three Division I schools. You, in theory, could go 0-3 in the GCL South. I'm not saying they will, and I don't know that anyone will, but if you did, that could cause you to miss the postseason.
Right.
When clearly, let's say you lose two, three close games, you're one of the best eight in Region 4. I think that I get that. I do not like Indiana, where everybody gets in. Kentucky is damn near that same way, and it's ridiculous because it's based
on early
district.
Games have to be brutal.
Well, they're non-geographic districts. So in some, they have four, others have three. You finish five, others have three. You finish fifth, they move you over to the other district to make the fourth. You might be 0-10. So that, to me, that's crazy. But I get it a little bit. And to your point, you know, you're right. You want to win this league. But you also have to stay focused on the ultimate objective, which I guess today is making the postseason.
Right.
Without a doubt, after not being there for 2 years, the Crusaders, you know, you can't take that lightly. Just like
you said, you can't.
You know, you play a brutal schedule, but you just got to find a way.
But I think you guys have seen the first four, and I think, you know, what happened last year at LaSalle. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't think that – I think this is a better Moeller, correct?
Well, what I'm seeing so far through filming all four is I see a very hungry – I see a nice mix of underclassmen – some solid seniors and some kids really hungry to execute and do well for the team. Would you agree, Schneitz?
I totally agree. I mean, the execution's there. We were just talking about, you know, Moeller special teams, and I kind of equated it to the referees. And if they're doing their job and everything's good, you don't notice them. But when it's out of sync and it's a mess, it's just craziness. So
the key
was the execution, and that's there. They're not turning the ball over. They're doing what they can. Yeah, the Trinity game. You know what? I tell you what. That first half, we were pretty darn good.
Yep.
And then we had a horrible third quarter.
I think it's that simple for Friday at Lachlan Stadium. Is the team that executes the best or has the fewest errors is victorious. I think it's that simple, because I think X on paper may be a little better only because the confidence and the success that they've had last year moving forward to this year. They've got a quarterback that's really good. But I don't think you should count the Crusaders out. I think it should be a whale of a game.
I think it'll be great.
Should be a great atmosphere. Place is going to be jammed. Yeah. You know it will. It's going to be hot. That could be, you know, that's one other factor that you're really not anticipating.
Still in the 80s, I think.
Yeah, it's going to be in the mid to almost upper 80s.
And humid.
Well, I was going to say, depending on humidity. So that's, you know, early in the season, it wasn't too bad. It's almost like a reverse.
Right.
Now we're getting into week five, and it's kind of like the weather you would expect weeks one and two.
Yeah, big media summer's come back.
Big media game at Lachlan Friday. A Blitz 5?
No.
No. Time Warner, which is now Spectrum.
Yep. Spectrum Sports is, I believe, delay broadcast, which, of course, on Friday nights you have to delay the games.
Right. And then Star 64, I know I talked with Richard Skinner last night. He's going to be in.
Sure.
I don't know if he's with Tim Bray or who he's with.
And that'll be delayed as well, obviously,
correct.
Friday night. And the only reason Blitz 5 tailgate, we do them so far in advance, we try to spread it around.
Sure.
You know, it's just one of those that didn't work out that way. So trust me, there'll be plenty more.
Yes.
And that's the thing with the GCL South. I mean, you could argue that every week gives you a playoff type game. And that's the one thing I think too in this league, and coaches would tell you, you've got to get to it's one thing to make the playoffs, but you've got to get there and still be healthy.
Right.
Because this is such a rigorous schedule, it really and truly is, that you hope you're still standing by the time your league games are
done. You know, one of the things John Rodenberg has said for years in the GCL games is he says, you know, you're really never going to get out-coached in these games because four staffs are excellent coaching staffs. It's execution. I mean, and I agree with him. I think it's well put, you know, between Coach Ramsey, Coach Speck, Coach McLaughlin and Coach Rodenberg staffs. I mean, they're best in town.
I think it's mistakes too.
Yep.
I mean, you guys mentioned, you know, and it's hard to play mistake free when you're playing against such good competition. But I think it's the teams that don't make the critical mistakes,
right?
The turnovers deep in your own end that turn into you know, especially when the games a lot of times are predicated on how good the defenses are. It's not, but I think you've got some offenses this year. I think it's a little different.
Yep.
LaSalle's really been the only one to this point that's shown against the competition really, really good defense. Maybe not offensively where they'd like to be, and Elder on and off, but boy, I tell you, St. X and Moeller, with the exception, and I'll throw out that one night when the conditions were horrible, but these are two, you know, this might be a higher than normal scoring Moeller St. X game simply because look at the numbers they're putting up on offense.
The other interesting thing with this game is obviously it kicks off the GCL schedule. And what's similar is Moeller and St. X go back-to-back-to-back GCL.
Yeah.
So they can control, I don't want to say control your own destiny, but they can, you know, 3 weeks from now it could be sorted out. The league can be sorted out. Whereas, you know, Elder and LaSalle, I think, last game of the year. So, I mean, I do like that. I mean, if you're going to do it, you might as well just bam, bam, bam. And
the gauntlet.
Let's see it.
And everybody liked to do it. It's just been the way the configuring of it. What people need to realize, too, is that it's hard to maneuver some of the other schools because if you've got long-standing contracts with School A or School B to play home and home.
And you got to find seven opponents.
Correct.
You know,
correct. But I tell you what, I'd be very surprised if this wasn't one of the most exciting years in the GCL South.
It's going to be fun. Well, Coach, Chief, I appreciate you coming down the hall to talk with us on this Moeller Football Podcast Week 5. Schneeds, thanks for coming in. Best of luck.
It's always good. It's always good to see Chief. Absolutely.
Thank you. Save me a parking spot, please.
I will. And
Jesus, he needs to reevaluate his life.
Easy.
Easy.
All right, boys, thank you.
End it.
Done.